Hurry up, Zoe. We're starting it now.
I'm not quite ready. Can I just finish?
There's no time. Hurry.
But we're early.
What else do you have going on?
Fine. Start whenever you're ready.
If this broadcast reaches any orphans, you are not alone.
Orphans?
Oh, dang it. I knew this was going to happen, and it's your fault.
What exactly?
I have the lines from last week's opening stuck in my head.
You memorized them?
Of course I did. You know I'm a classically trained actor, Zoe. Is there something wrong with that?
It's just, you sounded like you were reading them off the paper last time.
Yes.
And that was literally the only time you said them.
Yes, that's right.
So when, and more importantly, why, did you memorize them?
I'm a method actor. Please don't question my methods.
I'm not sure that means what you think it means, but maybe if you weren't in such a rush, you'd get it right.
And maybe I'm a little distracted, too. From the top, then. If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. We are forming a network of survivors. We are on the west coast of the United States, though we hope for the network to reach as far as possible. For 30 minutes after sundown each day, we will wait for a response while we play with our puppies and video games. I repeat, you are not alone. What?
Nothing. What you said is perfectly serious and completely normal. Hello, listeners, and thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. Welcome, listeners, and welcome, Art.
Hammer. Damn it.
You're welcome, Art. Anyway, I would like to start by apologizing for last week's episode going off the rails. Now, I know what you're thinking. Zoe, we love you anyway. Zoe, you never could have predicted or prevented it. Zoe, it's you we come to hear. It doesn't matter the content. And Zoe, it's not your fault. It was Art who changed the frequency. So thank you all for your kind words. But I do take responsibility for my own show, regardless of how little I could have done to change what happened. Honestly, I do know it was a hot mess. I've never hoped and dreamed for less than 1 million listeners in an episode before, nor have I likely achieved that. But in this case, I'm praying that only a few hundred thousand of you heard that horrible chaos. I know I speak for Art when I say, I'm embarrassed, and it won't happen again. Isn't that right, Art?
That what?
Which is why I speak for Art. And today, we're going to make up for lost time and pick up where we left off. Last week, I was introducing our amazing topic of children before we were so rudely interrupted. Before I get into our listener mail, I want to remind you all that Art and I are not experts on any topic. Though I'm sure Art has something to say about that.
So, we have to talk.
Not exactly what I was going for, but I do agree, we have to talk. As two podcast hosts, it's literally our job to talk.
Not to the listeners, to each other.
I like where you're going with this. Okay, great. Let's just have a candid conversation that's unplanned between the two of us over this listener mail that I've prepared.
I don't care about the listener mail.
Rude, but understandable. I don't really like listening to people ramble about the smaller people they've created either. But what are you going to do when the topic is children? Besides, that certainly appeals to some people out there, maybe a handful of people who are parents. You do seem very distracted, though. Perhaps you should step out for a moment and come back when you're ready.
No, I'm not distracted. I'm very focused, just not on the things you're saying.
Again, that's very rude.
Listen to the words I'm saying. I do not want to do the listener mail. We have much more important things to talk about.
But we've never not done the podcast. Through rain and snow and soon through heat waves, we'll always do the podcast. Sure, I've had to drag you along kicking and screaming, but we've still done the podcast. Are you suggesting we don't do the weekly podcast? Because I think we both know who's going to win this fight. The same person who wins it every time.
No, I'm not saying we stop broadcasting, but we have to face the facts and acknowledge that we are living in the apocalypse. There are some very real and extremely dangerous things happening. The survivors, I mean our listeners, need to hear this. They're not going to like it, and I know you're not going to like it.
Something we're all going to hate? Well, you've really sold me on this.
I really need you to take this seriously, okay? Do you hear me? The words? Zoe!
Yes, fine. I'm so serious. Tell me what's going on.
Okay. Now, hear me out before you judge or react, okay? That's going for you listeners, too. Do not change the station. I think there is someone out there who's making this whole apocalypse thing worse.
We have been through this so many times. There are no supernatural forces out there.
Please, please do not interrupt. Okay?
But we have had this same conversation so many times.
You and everyone else has to admit that a lot of evidence was stacking up in support of supernatural and or superhuman involvement. The snowmen who doubled their numbers overnight. The disappearing raccoon love triangle. Everyone knows triangles are ominous. Just think about the Bermuda one. The sudden appearance of supposed gifts from listeners. Notes in the forest on trees and children. The children! But despite all of that, I'm ready to acknowledge that there are no supernatural forces at play.
I am so relieved to hear that.
However,
there's always more.
However, there is something going on. There are some people here pulling the strings, doing things behind the scenes. Maybe we haven't seen them. Maybe we have. Maybe they're there. Oh yes, they're out there. I haven't figured out quite what it is yet, but I do know it's all connected.
I agree completely.
Okay, Zoe, now please reserve all comments for the end. I know you don't believe me, but I am certain that something is happening.
Yes, I'm agreeing with you.
You do this every time. You say you're going to listen to me, and you never listen to what I have to say. But I have evidence!
Art! I believe you. I hear what you're saying. I think something big is going on. It's not supernatural, but it's definitely not natural. There just might be some kind of puppeteer. And I think I speak for our listeners when I say we'd have to be idiots not to acknowledge it by now.
Wait, really?
Yes!
But the evidence...
You seem upset. Isn't this what you wanted?
Absolutely it is. It's just not what I expected. You've been doubting me for as long as I can remember.
That's a very sad way to say that. You're my husband and I love you. I will say some of the things you were saying were a little out there, Art. I was definitely unwilling to acknowledge that our greatest enemies were the snowmen. But if you're saying you think there are people out there obsessed with our every move, well, that's something I can get behind.
I'm not talking about stalkers, Zoe. I'm talking about an intricate network of people working together to keep the rest of us down.
Can I just ask one question?
Yes, yes. Question everything.
Does this have anything to do with my favorite sweater that you destroyed to get all that yarn which you used to connect all those random words and pictures on that corkboard behind you?
Technically, that was Tom's sweater, not yours.
It was my favorite sweater for Tom. And answer the question, does this have anything to do with your crazy spider web?
It has everything to do with that. Look, okay, I've been spending a really long time on this. I've connected all the dots. No, they're not dots. That's too simplistic. I've connected all of these big circles of evidence. I think I'm really getting down to something here. The notes on the trees are connected to the canned corn. The missing journals are connected to the children in the woods. The fresh camp you found is connected to that British guy.
The British guy? How?
For starters, there is no way he is in London or whatever, okay? The United Kingdom is basically an island. And it's filled with people. A ton of people. If there were a viral outbreak, you think they would survive? No, of course not. North America fell easily, and we are a giant, sprawling continent with all kinds of space to run away from viruses and civilization and zombies. Plus, they do not possess the cultural awareness of zombies that we Americans do. Americans love horror movies, and we're a country filled with preppers. The point is, he's a liar, or there is no outbreak. And judging by the fact that we witness people who used to care about the height of their grass on their lawn growing above 1.5 inches, literally eating their neighbor on said overgrown lawn, I think there's an outbreak. And meanwhile, what is at the center of all of this?
The Homeowners Association?
No, Zoe. It's right here. What do all of these strings point directly to?
It looks like a picture of two stick figures with disproportionately large heads.
It's us! The whole thing. It's centered around us. And who's pulling the strings?
You.
No, not these strings. I mean, figuratively.
I have no idea.
Exactly. We don't know because we're the ones in the Truman Show. We can't observe what's happening because it's happening to us.
Okay, so theoretically, if we were in a big reality show and we suddenly gained awareness of that fact, what would happen to us? Are you so sure we should be telling this to the listeners?
Absolutely. Mostly. No, not really, I guess. I'm not saying that it's us, just us two. It's all of us. There's some bigger entity out there watching all of us, making this all happen. Look, I love you, and I think you are so smart and wonderful, but we have to be honest with ourselves. If there were a zombie apocalypse, would we be the type of people to survive that?
You said it yourself, there definitely is a zombie apocalypse. Otherwise, all the pits would be for naught, and I don't believe that for one second.
I'm not denying the existence of the undead. I'm saying someone is controlling them. Or if not them, the situations around them. We've been simultaneously too lucky and way too unlucky for any of this to make sense.
So according to you, it makes more sense that someone is orchestrating this whole thing than that it just happened.
Yes. Maybe. I really still don't know. Perhaps they don't have as much control as they'd like to, but they have some. More agency and awareness than we do, though.
So what do? Stop podcasting and stop trying to enlist others to join the network? And instead just hole up down here and cover our head in the sand, hoping it goes away?
No. We fight. We fight against this whole thing. We figure out who or what has our lives in their vice grip, and we work together to stop them. Now, more than ever, we need people to join the network. Does that shoddy Wi-Fi connection still pop up for you?
I can't be sure. I'd have to go check, but probably.
Survivors, you need to message us there at fromart2zo@gmail.com. I'm not sure if we can trust the connection, but we have to start somewhere. We must work together, gather resources, and brainstorm new ideas. We need each other now.
And what if whoever is controlling this whole thing has been listening?
Let's hope that they aren't listening. Not for these first 10 minutes. That's why I made us start the broadcast early, Zoe, to throw them off our scent. And from here on out, we pretend that everything is normal. That goes for you other survivors out there, too. Trust no one. Except us, of course. We'll use the show to communicate with you as much as possible. Try to disguise your communique as requests for advice or a thank you note, or anything other than what it actually is. Our only hope is that we are smarter and that there's more of us than there are of them. Zoe, I'm sorry to have to cut off the show. I know you prepared all those responses. Do you want to just save them for next week?
No, don't worry about it. I can shorthand this real quick. Believe me, no one wants to hear us talk about children for a third week in a row.
Okay, then make it quick and we'll just pretend like we've been doing the show this whole time. And go.
Welcome back, listeners, and thanks for hearing that word from our sponsor. I have just a few more letters I wanted to go over before we wrap up for today. The emails did get a little wordy, so I'm going to cut them down to the meat and answer your questions as succinctly as possible. Sandra B. writes, blah, 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 turning 30, blah, blah, something about birds. Here it is. Should I have children? Sandra, no, absolutely not. There's an apocalypse outside. What are you even thinking? I hope that answers your question. Next letter. Wife and I going to Hawaii, yada yada, second honeymoon. Oh, how nice. We had a big fight. Anyway, what should we do with the children? Take them or leave them? From Married with Children. Oh, that's cute and so original. Well, if you asked me what you did, my answer is always to leave them. But then I didn't and won't have children, so you should obviously do the opposite and take them. Might as well take the little demons now before they grow up into horrible people who are deciding whether or not to take you in or send you to the old folks' home. And our final letter is from Deborah. Deborah writes, my mother-in-law says, etc., 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 raising the children. Your mother-in-law is wrong about how to raise the children. They always like to say, well, I did this way, and you should do it this way, because that's the way we do it. Well, it's none of her business what you do anyway. She's there to spoil them, pump them full of sugar, and then dump them back off at your house. Trust me, the mother-in-law is always wrong.
But my mother raised...
Please, Art. I said I'd make it quick, and that's my answer.
Well, all right then. Thank you, Zoe, for another amazing episode filled with listener mail of all kinds. I, for one, enjoyed how much you were able to stay on topic and talk only about exactly what our listeners were writing in about. Very succinct and yet very thorough job on this specific topic. And only this.
Thank you, Art, for your genuine praise of the thing that I really did do. And that's all the time we have for today, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another full-length episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. And remember, if you're looking for advice on memorization, checking your surroundings, how to cook pasta till al dente, or anything else from A to Z, you can message me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's fromarttozoe@gmail.com. Complete our latest poll at the Community Center. Do you always feel like somebody's watching you?
This is a message for other survivors. We will listen for a response on this frequency for 30 minutes after sundown each day. We are looking for other people to join the Survivors Network. We are on your side. Reach out and let us know you're there.
You are not alone.
Over.